It took us a while to get out of there. Too much was going on. I rolled up the page and stuck it inside my bolt. Ayla picked up the bunch of flowers. This reminded me of why I'd come up here in the first place and of what we had been doing before Ayla had noticed the sparks. I felt like a jerk for letting this slip my mind. By that time, though, Ayla had remembered about the Sant Chandra's bane and was wondering what to do with it. So we traded. I gave her the chart, and she gave me the flowers so that I could accept the risk of sneaking them back down. What should we do next? I wondered out loud. About... We had opened the trap door. There was plenty of light. I was about to blurt what we just saw when I noticed a look on her face, steeling herself to get hurt again. I think I stopped myself just in time.
Do you want to... Should we...
I began, then closed my eyes and just said it. I think we should be honest about this in front of everyone.
I'm fine with that, she said.
I'll set it up for tomorrow, I guess, after Provener.
I'll tell Tullia, she said. Who do you want as your witness?
I had been about to say Leo, but Jessery had been such a jerk about this that I decided he had to be the one.
And our free witness can just be Halagastrim or whoever is handy, I said.
What kind of liaison are we to publish? She asked.
This was not a difficult question. Liaisons were supposed to be announced when they were formed and when they were dissolved. It was a way to curtail gossip and intrigue, which could so easily run rampant in a math. The consent of Sant Edhar recognized several types. The least serious was Tivian. The most serious, Paralithian, was equivalent to marriage. That was out of the question for two kids of our age who had hated each other's guts until 45 minutes ago. If I said Tivian, Ayla would throw me out the trap door to my death, and I'd spend the last 4 seconds of my life wishing I had said Etrivanian.
Could you stand having people know that you were in an Etrivanian liaison with that big jerk Fra Erasmus?
She smiled.
Yes.
Okay. Then awkwardness. It seemed appropriate to kiss her one more time. This went over well.
Now, are we going to talk about the fact that we have just discovered an alien spacecraft hiding in orbit around Arb?
She asked in a tiny, coy voice. Most unlike her. But she wasn't as used to being in big trouble as I was, and so I think she felt as though, on such questions, she had to defer to a hardened criminal. To a few people. I'm pretty sure Leo's down in the Fendant Court. I'll stop there and tell him.
That works. We should go about separately anyway until our liaison is published.
Her agility in jumping between the love topic and the alien spacecraft was making me dizzy. Or perhaps giddy.
So I'll meet you below later. We'll spread the news to the others as we have opportunity.
Bye, she said. Don't forget your forbidden flower.
I won't, I said. Just like that, she was gone down the ladder. I followed a minute later and found Leo in a chamber in the Fendant Court. He was studying a book about a Proxic Age battle that had been conducted in the abandoned subway tunnels of a great city by two armies that had run out of ammunition and so had to fight with sharpened shovels. He looked at me blankly for a while. I must have looked even blanker. Then I realized that the recent events weren't written on my face. I would actually have to communicate.
Incredible things have happened in the last hour, I announced.
Such as?
I didn't know what to say first, but concluded that alien spaceships were a better topic for the Warden Fendant's reading room. So I gave him a full account of that. He looked a little deranged until I got to the point about how the spark track curved and mentioned plasma. Then his face snapped like a shutter.
I know what it is,
he said. He was so certain that doubting him never crossed my mind. Instead, I just wondered how he knew.
How can you—
I know what it is.
Okay, what is it? For the first time, he took his eyes off mine and let his gaze wander around the reading room.
It might be here, or it might be in the old library. I'll find it. I'll show it to you later.
Why don't you simply tell me?
Because you won't believe me until I show it to you in a book that was written by someone else. That's how weird it is.
Okay, I said. Then I added, "Congratulations," since that seemed like the right thing to say. Leo slammed his book shut, stood up, turned his back on me, and headed for the stacks.